Welcome to Digital Blues with me, Ashwin Smythe. Another week, another show, some great new music for you, and also a little look back. We started there with Torbjørn Risager and the Black Tornado. Their brand new album came out on the 31st of January, called House of Sticks, and the track that I played called Climbed a Mountain, and that is a cracking CD, cracking band to see live as well. I've seen them live, and they are very, very good indeed. One of the best live bands I've seen. Well, the sad news that came out on the 30th of January was that the wonderful Marianne Faithfull had died at the age of 78. I think anybody who grew up in the 60s knew of Marianne Faithfull, and there was a special place in our heart for her. And of course, she had a very checkered and varied career as a musician and as an actress, and had a more than her fair share of problems, shall we say. I'm going to play three tracks just to remember Marianne by. And the first track is the song which she took into a top 10 hit in June 64, and it's a song which was written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, much against their will, but they were told they must write something that wasn't too heavy and rocky, and so they wrote this, and Marianne Faithfull recorded it. It's As Tears Go By, but this is the 1987 version from her album Strange Weather.
Da 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 da
It's three tracks in memory of Marianne Faithfull, who died on the 30th of January 2025. And I think the best quote I can find is John Tracy on a collection album in 1987. He wrote, "Life hasn't always been easy for her. Too much happened too fast. But she has a loyal following, and the charismatic fascination which pervades her records remains timeless. Several real-life personal statements are expressed through a collection of crocheted observations. They're good to have around. Thanks, Marianne." Yes, indeed. We played there three tracks from Marianne Faithfull. As Tears Go By, the 1987 version of the song that was a hit for her in 1964. And then the haunting Sister Morphine, co-written by Marianne Faithfull and Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, which came out in February 1969. And then from Broken English, probably one of her best albums, The Ballad of Lucy Jordan, and that was from October 1979. Well, we move now to Picks of the Month. Time for the IBBA Picks of the Month, and tracks from two of them now. The first is from, believe it or not, the first, the debut album by Ben Tyzak. Ben, of course, very well known for his work with the Spike Drivers, but he's released a six-track album, EP, call it what you will, called Blues to the River. And from that, this wonderful track called Morning Train.
My baby's coming home on that morning train. Baby's coming home on that morning train. She gonna bring me some sweet loving kisses all day long. Baby, now I know it won't be long. Baby, she been gone, Lord, it feels like years. My baby, she been gone, Lord, it feels like. I'm standing at the station thinking about my honey pie. Hear that whistle and it's blowing right on time. Thank you.
The idea for the next tune I borrowed from the famous jazz guitarist Django Reinhardt. And I was pretty pleased with myself, and I went to my drummer at the time and played it for him. And he said, yes, that's great, let's do that. That's the theme from Sex and the City, isn't it? And I said, no. And then I went home and looked it up on YouTube, and I said, oh. And then at some gig, somebody came and said, that's the song about Constantinople and Istanbul and all that. And somebody else said, that's Putin on the Ritz. At every other gig, there's somebody who comes up to me after the show and says, great show, but that one song, that was Smoke on the Water, wasn't it? That's Smoke on the Water. So anyhow, the moral of this sad and very long story is that should any of you have any more brilliant ideas what song this next tune really, really, really is, please don't tell me because I'm confused as it is.
Don't worry, darling, we can ride. talking about you and me. This thing between us is a mystery.
Three very, very varied tracks there for you. First of all, from Ben Tysak from his IBBA Pick of the Month album for this month, called Blues to the River, and the lovely and atmospheric track Morning Train. And then Andres Roots, a friend and great musician from Estonia, who I regularly meet up with around Europe. He is a cracking guitarist, doesn't do vocals, just plays wonderful guitar, and he has an album out which is also a pick of the month called Royal Spa Blues, recorded at Temperance in Leamington Spa. And the track that I played with his own very amusing introduction was Django. And then we had a track from Grey Delisle, her brand new album, which actually comes out in April, called The Grey Album, and the track Who to Love. Well, next up, a track from a gentleman who's new to me, Ed Ahlstrom. He has an album out called Flee, Though None Pursue, and this is the title track.
Crossroads to face that awful day. If I could find my keys, if I could find my way, I'd start to run it now. But I can't even locate one shoe. I guess I was born to run, cause I flee though none pursue. What's been said, I know that I could really live just like that he did, but I'll make the deal at this point. What do I have to lose? The answer is nothing, so I feel the pursue. I was a God-fearing man with a crushing debt to pay. Satan post the job and then I send my resume. But if there's a third good option, I think I might try that too. Yeah, I haven't got a prayer, so I flee though none pursue. I read in my Bible, Proverbs 28. Righteous live without fear, but I fear I'm way too late. My wickedness and guilt all manifest that awful day I'll come to rue. And lions, they scare me, so I flee though none pursue. Now I've been to several mystics, I've seen so many shrinks. All they did was tell me not to care what no one thinks. So I'm weighing all this input until I don't know what's for me. Yes, the rucksack sure gets heavier when you flee, no none pursue. We'll be right back.
the journey when you feel no numbers.
Ladies and gentlemen, Robert Hill on guitar.
While I run from what's behind, but what's behind me is not there. So what is there left for me to do? Face eternity, uncertainty, and flee though none pursue. I flee though none pursue. Yes, I flee though none pursue. I flee on one pursuit.
The blues come so many different ways. I'm telling you, it sounds hard to explain. But whenever you get a sad feeling, you can tell the whole round world you got nothing but the blues.
Left to lose. trees are almost at their peak. August in the air. I put a few more chapters in my book, but no one really cares. The folks I love the most will move along somehow, and I'll look back on those chapters. Whoa, I miss them now.
ain't never gonna get nothing. You keep on acting like an angel child. Giving up tonight's a real good night for you to let loose and get real wild. I'm gonna tell you one more thing, and you know cat never tells a lie. Well, women, we're gonna be the first one, Lord, to learn to fly. Well, women, we don't ever worry. Well, women, we don't ever get the blues. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, three excellent tracks there. First of all, from Ed Ahlstrom, who is a man who's played in all sorts of musical roles. Fascinating reading about him. And he was at the International Blues Challenge in Memphis at the beginning of January, representing New Jersey in the solo duo category, and released an album called Flee Though None Pursue to coincide with that, and that was the title track from that. And then we had Sonny Blow. Hope that's how you pronounce it. It may be Sonny Blue, but I don't know. And the Moons. And they have an album out called Passion and Regrets. And the track there was Lowdown Middle-Aged Blues. We'll remember them well. And then from Canada, a band who were also in Memphis, although they were participating in the Women in Blues Showcase at Alfred's on Beale at the International Blues Challenge on the 9th of January. They come from Canada, called the Catwells Blues Band, and they have an album out called Brand New Shoes, and from that, Wild Women Never Get the Blues. Well, Dion has just released a single, which obviously is a precursor to an album, and it also coincides with the book that he's published, full of reminiscences of his time in the music industry. And with this single, which is called New York Minute, I think it's safe to say he goes back a bit to his early days. is the sound there of Dion and his latest single called New York Minute. Well, I'm going to leave you with a wonderful track from J.J. Cale, one of my favourites of all time, and this is Midnight in Memphis. Thanks for your company. I'll be back same time next week. Hope you enjoyed the music.